Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The right fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Lou Finney. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting third. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Chubby Dean. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bill Sissel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Smith. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Eddie Smith. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel misplays the ball. That's an error on Sissel. Larry moves to third. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky strikes out. Two outs. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heath, who is chasing the ball. Moses reaches third base with a triple. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a fly ball into center field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes takes first base on ball 4. Hale moves to second. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Hale trying to get to home. Johnson throws the ball into Hayes, who tags Hale, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Hughes moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Larry. Sissel moves to second. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heath moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky bunts between the mound and first base. Smith scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Trosky for the out. Heath moves to third. Averill moves to second. One out. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 0-for-1 in the game. Salters hits a line drive towards third. Werber reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky fields the ball and throws to harder covering. Safe. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 0-for-1 in the game. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hughes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hughes takes first base on ball 4. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 1 in the game. Harder bunts towards first. Dean scoops it up and throws to first, with Sissel covering, for the out. Hughes moves to second. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Larry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Larry reaches second base with a double. Hughes scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Heath moves to second. Buck Ross now pitching. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trosky strikes out. Two outs. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 2 in the game. Soltis hits a line drive into center field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 1 in the game. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hughes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 1 in the game. Sissel takes first base on ball 4. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 2 in the game. Pitlock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Hughes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 1 in the game. Harder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 2 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 2 in the game. Werber hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Moses hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Averill reaches second base with a double. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-2 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 0-for-2 in the game. Dean hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-2 in the game. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hughes juggles the ball. That's an error on Hughes. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sissel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-3 in the game. Soltis hits a fly ball into center field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-3 in the game. Pitlock hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hale. The throw from Hayes and he is out, Newsom applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lynn Nelson pinch hits for Buck Ross. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ace Parker pinch runs for Lynn Nelson. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-3 in the game. Finney hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill who is chasing the ball. Finney reaches third base with a triple. Parker goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1 Indians. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-3 in the game. Werber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Finney scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Denny Galehouse now pitching. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. Moses strikes out. 1 out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Werber moves to second. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 0 for 3 in the game. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hale scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. George Turbeville now pitching. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Hughes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Denny Galehouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galehouse hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hughes moves to second. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Larry strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Heath strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 3 in the game. Hayes is called out on strikes. One out. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 3 in the game. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hughes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses, who is chasing the ball. Averill reaches third base with a triple. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 3 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Averill scores. One out. It's 4-2, Indians. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 0 for 4 in the game. Salters strikes out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. With three walks, Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Rothrock pinch hits for George Turbeville. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Werber hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Shibe Park in Philadelphia.